Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
But with me right now, I've got Tony Ngugi, who is from LPGSA. Abbreviations, guys. If you're not in tune with the abbreviations, you're not going to know these things. So, Tony, good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. I'm very happy to be here and thank you for the lovely introduction.
The eyes are already all open and ears are like, LPGSA, who's this? So, tell us exactly who are you? And what role you play in our society today, because I believe it's very important.
Yeah, so the LPGSA, it stands for the Liquefied Petroleum Gas Association of South Africa. Mm-hmm. And essentially our role in, or what we mean to people, we are firstly a non-profit industry organization. Mm-hmm. And some of our responsibilities include, you know, promoting LPG as a sustainable, viable alternative energy source. Trying to get people to transition from, you know, dirtier fuels like charcoal, paraffin and the like to LPG, but also ensuring that that change is done sustainably in terms of safety, compliance and so forth. And we're also mandated by the Department of Employment and Labor to provide various training for authorized installers or to make authorized licensed practitioners.
Now, in layman terms, Tony, tell me, which one is LPG? How do we know it? Because now it seems it's featuring a lot in our society. Which one is it? These small gases that we see, what is that exactly?
So LPG, it comes in various forms. It generally comes in a cylinder. So if you ever had a Shell or engine and you see there's usually a cage somewhere in the front there, inside that cylinder, that's LPG.
Oh, all right. So now you guys are an NPO, like you're saying. Why are you here exactly? How is it relevant to these small businesses?
So as I was saying, you know, the sustainable growth of the LPG industry is one of our main focuses. And I think for sustainability, you have to approach your awareness or your outreach from a grassroots level. So we hear this is a Township Economy Expo, and one of our focuses in terms of our outreach is townships, because the low LSM market is possibly has the highest levels of energy poverty. So they have the greatest need for alternative energy sources, but there's also they have the highest level of fear or stigma when it comes to LPG. So we here firstly to address that, and then also the township economy is extremely untapped. We're talking billions and billions of rands that exchange hands in the township. So we are trying to show people that this is another avenue where you can, you know, make a profit and also be impactful in terms of change, visible change in people's lives. You know, people, there's no need to use charcoal and primer stoves and things that are harmful not only to your neighbors but also to yourself, you know, in terms of carbon dioxide, carbon monoxide and so forth. So we're here to try and push that message.
You know, oftentimes we are so scared. Can I just admit, I'm one of those people who is very terrified of gas. And you're sitting here and you're saying, hey, the other ones are more harmful. And then maybe clarify to me, you know, what it is that you're teaching out there in society. How is LPG safer though?
Okay, so if you think about using electricity, you don't think twice. Because it's been ingrained into your mind since you were a baby. Don't stick your finger in the plug. Don't put a fork in there. Don't do this. Don't do that. The thing with LPG gas, it's not generally part of the education. Isn't done on the same level, on a grassroots level. So we are trying to approach that on that level to try and get people to see LPG as just another form of energy. So that's a very big part, because Eskom has allowed us to kind of come to the forefront due to load shedding and the like, free marketing. But there's still that stigma. And the more, if you use something while being scared of it, if anything were to happen in emergency sense, in the emergency context, you are more than likely to react the way you shouldn't.
Exactly.
So if you don't know about something, you'll be afraid
that's
of something.
That's true. Maybe
so,
that's why I'm scared of it, because I don't have much knowledge on it.
Yeah, this is quite possible,
So are you guys now educating these businesses on how to be more careful and how to use LPG?
Yes. So we have a bunch of infographs and pamphlets that we prepared, but also, you know, having that conversation goes further than telling someone, no, go to our website, go do this, go do that. So we are trying to approach it more on a personal level, but also on a business level, because we have bakers here, we have people that have restaurants, we have people that grow chicken. We have, you know, the gas is very versatile in terms of its uses.
Exactly.
And it's been shown here today. So we are trying to, you know, educate in terms of safety requirements, compliance, and just ensuring that we all use it. It's a lovely, lovely energy source, as long as we use it the way it was intended to.
And I think, honestly, it is the future if you really look at it. We might be thinking we've gone 100 and something days without load shedding, but the truth of the matter is, if we misuse electricity again, we're going to find ourselves in the very same place over and over again. So so are you really encouraging that we move towards LPG as well? We consider it as an alternative?
No, definitely. So there was a there's an LPG rollout strategy that was gazetted by the government in 2022. And basically what this policy is trying to do is get people to transition to LPG for cooking and for heating. So our peak times for electricity usage are usually at 6 in the morning and 6 at night, because people are waking up, showering, making breakfast, and in the evening, cooking, showering once again. So if we were to alleviate the grid of all the constraints in terms of people cooking and showering, we load shedding would never happen again.
Okay.
So LPG is it's here to stay.
Future.
It's here to stay for sure.
I love the sound of that. Tony, we could talk on and on and on for the rest of this afternoon, but thank you so much for making a difference in our communities.
Not a problem. It is my daily bread, so I have to.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.